Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, and our preaching is from Italy by Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Lots of Love.
From the first letter of John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Saviour of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. The Word of the Lord. Well, if ever a word was expected to work overtime, it's got to be love in this passage. And indeed, in life generally, we use it for family relationships, for romantic relationships, for close friendships. We use it for favourite musicians, actors, singers, painters, anybody who is supremely gifted in a way that appeals to us. And we use it for our domestic animals. We use it for our favourite foods, for activities we particularly enjoy, for situations we relish. For some of us, maybe lying on the beach. For some people, climbing or skiing in the mountains, even just watching somebody do something skillfully. Just up the road from where I live, they're rebuilding a house, and I love watching the builders at work. Well, John, in this little passage, uses it in various forms and with various grammatical applications more than 10 times, I think it's 14 or 15 times, as a noun, when he says, for instance, love is from God, as a verb, when he says, everyone who loves, in the present tense, in the past tense, in positive and negative forms. And what's really stunning is that it never becomes tedious. He invites us to love, and he tells us why it's so important. He reminds us of God's gift to us in the life and death of Jesus. He recommends loving one another as the surest way to perfection in God. And Martha, Mary, and Lazarus clearly loved one another. The sisters were deeply grieved by their brother's death. And they also clearly loved Jesus, who was far more sociable than we sometimes think. Indeed, he scandalized some people by going to the homes of people that they thought were beneath them. He invited himself to dinner at Zacchaeus' house. And of course, he famously went to Bethany to visit the family we're remembering today, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Well, Lazarus isn't mentioned in the gospel account of this particular visit, but we're shown here two ways of serving Jesus, listening to him as Mary did, and offering him hospitality as Martha did. I wonder if you know Meister Eckhart's defense of Martha. I really love it. It's in his Sermon 86, where he upends the customary interpretation, the one that sees Mary as the ideal and Martha as too busy to listen to Jesus. No, no, says Eckhart, just sitting listening is not enough. We need to be active as well as passive. And John, in this wonderful passage from his first letter, reminds us that God sent his Son so that we might live through him. And loving one another cannot be only passive. Pier Giorgio Frassati, who's going to be canonized in September, wrote in one of his letters that we must vivere non vivacchiare. We must live and not just exist. And Pier Giorgio spent his money and his time and his energy and ultimately his life serving the poor. But it was the time he spent in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament that was the engine of his generosity. Love one another. Love God. Love with everything you have.